Hello, I'm Guillermina González, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And today is a super special show. We have Juan Felipe Herrera, U.S. Poet Laureate, recently appointed as such, and we're profoundly grateful for his time today. At the same time, I'm so excited that I cannot even talk properly, but in any event, we also have Joan Balingue, Delaware's Poet Laureate, who is working with me in making an intelligent interview. Joan, Juan Felipe, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Guillermina. I'm like you. I'm so excited.
This is a unique opportunity, and we're going to just enjoy a conversation with an individual that brings a lot to the table, Joan.
Yes, that's right.
So, Juan Felipe, congratulations again, and tell us about you. Let's begin with the basics, maybe. Why don't you define you as a poet, and why, maybe, are you a poet?
I think I should let Joanne answer that one. That's a great question. What makes me a poet? What defines me as a poet? Well, you know, it's like everybody else, really. It's just a sense of loving life and being open to it, mm-hmm. and sharing it with as many people as possible. And in my case, you know, with words and writing and performance, and writing for as many audiences as possible. It just comes from the heart, as you know, Guillermina. And mm-hmm. you know, Joanne is a great poet in Delaware, our poet laureate of Delaware, and I really love what she's doing. And I really am honored to be here with you. But it really is pura vida, you know, it's just really being open to life as much as possible.
And I love the Spanish. We live life, Joan. I'm going to translate at some point for you, but he's essentially saying that life is life and we need to celebrate. A question
That's
from you,
wonderful.
Joan.
Well, Juan Felipe, congratulations. I was so happy when I heard the news that you were our new U.S. Poet Laureate. Where were you when you got the call? Were you sitting down? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I happened to be sitting down. You got it right, Joanne. I just finished doing a quarter of teaching at the University of Washington in Seattle for the American Ethnic Studies program, a beautiful program, beautiful faculty. And I was just sitting down there, and Rob at my office, and Rob Casper, the director of the Poetry and Literature Department at the Library of Congress, had asked me to call on that particular day, and I think it was May 2nd, and so I did. And I thought I was going to chat with him, so I just picked up the phone and called and started, before even someone picked up the phone, and I said, hey, how's it going, you know, and do you like grilled cheeseburgers and grilled cheese sandwiches? I was joking with him because we joke a lot about grilled cheese sandwiches. I don't know how that happened. It happened in L.A., and we went into a grilled cheese restaurant and cafe, and the grilled cheese sandwiches were as big as a table. So I was joking with him, but it wasn't him. It was the office of Dr. James Billington, mm-hmm. who assigns and finally makes the choice of the next poet laureate. And I was talking to his administrative associate. And then she said, can you wait a minute? Dr. James Billington would like to talk to you. So that's how I began my conversation. And it was amazing. It was electrifying, Joanne and Guillermina. I didn't really, I don't know, it was like swimming through a cloud. And then finally hitting the light and not knowing what to do with all of it. That's how I felt.
Which is terrific, Juan Felipe, because you represent a lot. You're not only an individual that uses words to communicate, if I'm allowed to say that, but also represent a community, a background that is very much appreciated in this country, that represents a lot and brings a lot to the table. So that being said, what means to you from that perspective?
Well, you know, you're right. You're right about that. I've been working at that and for many years. talking about all the things we, who we are as best as I can, in kind of a limited position because I don't really know everyone's experience, but I do the best I can from my experience to touch the realities of Latinas and Latinos as much as I can, and to break beyond those borders too, so we can reach a global audience. Most of all, I've been working at that for the good of our communities and for the presence of our communities. So that's what I've been up to, and writing as many books as I can in as many different ways as I can, so that we can reach as many audiences as possible. And it's good for us, and that's why it's great for Joanne to be in the position she's in, and for Luis Rodriguez in Los Angeles as poet laureate of L.A. to be in that position, and Carmen Tafoya in Texas, and Alejandro Mujia in San Francisco, and all of us, really, all the poetas, all our writers, are, I think all of us are working at Hawak Kamai, at holding hands with each other, holding hands with everyone else. Yeah.
I love one, Felipe, in an interview, you said, "I'm dancing with every community when I write poetry now." And I think that's a wonderful way of putting what happens when you are called to step up onto a more public stage as a poet. I try to work hard at that. I wondered what kinds of designs are in your head right now for a national project. I love the unity, the poem on unity in the world project that I read about that you were doing as Poet Laureate of California.
You're right. You know, I think that's what we've all really been working at. You know, as we talk about our own experiences, I think we've all done it to reach as many people as possible, and including our own communities, but as many people as possible. And you're right, the designs are personal, local, global, and even beyond that. You know, let's cast our voices as far as we can, and let's embrace as many people as we can. It is a time of crossing all those borders and barricades and all those things, you know, all those things that divide us. Our communities deserve so much, and there's only so much we can do, but let's test our freedom. Let's do that.
And that brings me to Juan Felipe, if I may, and bringing Joanne also to a conversation. She is a firm believer in building communities through poetry. And your body of work represents about the same concept. So I would like to hear from two poet laureates what implies to build a community via poetry. Am I going to go with you, Juan Felipe, first, and then Joanne, if you chime in, if you're so kind?
Well, you just said the magic word, Guillermina. It's about kindness. It's about kindness. You know, we can put a lot of words on the table. At the heart of those words, we need an embrace. We need an embrace. There's so much pain, and there's so much limitations that we all feel, our children, in all the grades and all the schools, in our communities at large. So a little kindness goes a long way. And we can do that with great language. We can do that with coming to the classrooms and visiting the teachers, doing workshops, writing books for children, teaching them how to tell their stories, creating choirs and ensembles, visiting the parents, giving the parents room to present their own workshops and tell their own stories, publishing their stories, and bringing everybody out as far as we can into the center of what's going on, as opposed to just leaving those barricades of lack of information and resources the way they are. So the more we can liberate through words and through exchanges and through sharing and allowing others to share, It's a good thing.
Joan?
Yes, I agree, Juan Felipe. Kindness, and the word I was thinking of was listening, and
yes.
That's why I make a big effort to get into classrooms, especially the classrooms where they don't call on me. I try to get into the schools where teachers may not necessarily think they have time to bring a poet in, because the students who need permission the most to express themselves are the ones that may be feeling like they're coming out of a place of oppression or fear. And when I go into a classroom where we do a little warm-up and some writing, I'm always so inspired to see how the children wake up as they listen to each other reading their stories. Even if we've only had 20 minutes to write, they raise their hands, they read their stories, and what happens is that they are given a platform to listen to each other and cross those huge personal borders. It begins with each other, with, you know, a few people in a room listening to each other talk about what's happening in their lives. I think that's so important.
It is tremendously important, but meanwhile, let me reconnect with the audience to let you know that you're listening into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts Radio Show. We are extremely fortunate to have today with us Juan Felipe Herrera, U.S. Poet Laureate, and a good friend of this program, and the Delaware's Poet Laureate at the same time, Joan Balingin. Welcome to both of you again to this unique program that I'm going to treasure like for years to come, believe me.
Thank you.
And I connect with you in so many ways, Juan Felipe, in so many ways. But let me try to figure out your creative process. Let me try to understand what triggers you in imagination. What makes you take a pen and put it, or a pencil, or maybe a tablet, whatever works for you, and makes you write down what you are thinking?
that's a big secret. You know, I can't tell you, Guillermina. I can't.
You can't? Okay. Let me share something with you, and you're going to appreciate, both of you are going to appreciate that. At one point, I had the fortune to interview Mario Vargas Llosa, and he said, well, to me, it's a very confusing process. It begins, first and foremost, I don't use a pen or I don't use the computer. I used a pencil, and I write down what I think, and it's messy. Plainly. It's always messy, Juan Felipe?
Well, you know, it's kind of unexpected, and it's very direct. It's unexpected and very direct, and it's messy in the way that it's not a sign, you know, like a for sale sign. It's more like a lightning bolt, and yet it's soft. It's a soft lightning bolt, and it. It can be a word that I heard recently. I saw a dance group on from television. My daughter was watching it, and it's called, is it The Voice? I forgot what it's called. America's Got Talent, something like that.
Okay.
And there was a dance group that was called Jabberwocky.
Okay.
So, you know, that's fine. I love the word. I said, wow, you know, I love that word. You guys, it's too bad you guys got that word before I did, because, of course, it comes from a poem. So anyway, I let that go, and I've been wanting to write something fun, and all of a sudden I thought of the word Jabberwocker, and so that got me going. So that was just one word that I liked that just came up to me as I was wanted to write something about a really funny way of writing something about writing while you're walking, because I like to write and walk.
Oh, is that right?
I like to move, and I also sit down and write. So sometimes it's a word, sometimes it's a phrase, and or sometimes it's an incident that takes place that I want to write for.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many terrible events taking place, you know, with, for example, South Carolina and Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote something for South Carolina and what took place. So that was more of an event that moved me kind of from a feeling of wanting to share something for the people.
There you go.
Compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's something from my heart, very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a word or a phrase. And then I just use a fountain pen, and I'll draw and scribble as fast as I can. I have 15 minutes. I'm in a hotel, and I'll scribble, and hopefully readable style. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I can't read anything. And then I'll copy it down. Yeah.
There you go. How do you connect to that, Joanne?
Oh, with where a poem comes from?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Juan Felipe. I like to walk. I don't know if you know, I'm in Michigan right now in a little village called Empire. It's right near these huge bluffs overlooking the beautiful blue Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I walk every evening. I've been listening to the wind here. It's a different wind.
Oh.
So I like your phrase, a soft lightning bolt. I go with phrases that I come across when I'm reading anything from the newspaper to an essay.
Oh, yeah.
Can I steal that, a soft lightning bolt?
Sure.
Write a poem. Juan Felipe,
yeah.
I don't know if this will put you on the spot, but can we hear a poem, something short perhaps? Go ahead, hear you read a poem?
Sure. Let me step over to my... second desk, which is just as disorganized as my first desk.
Ah, you're laborious.
As everything else in this room I'm in. It's a very big room, but I've managed to make it as big as a sardine can.
Yes.
with all the stuff I have piled up on there. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to have to, you know, kind of just flip pages really fast and get you something. And this is it's called Poem by Poem, the poem I wrote for South Carolina.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's, yeah, and it's...
We're honored.
Wow, so I'm happy to be with you. Thank you. It's called Poem by Poem. Poem by Poem, we can end the violence every day after every other day. 9 killed in Charleston, South Carolina. They are not 9. They are each one alive. We do not know. You have a poem to offer. It is made of action. You must search for it, run outside, and give your life to it. When you find it, walk it. Walk it back. Blow upon it. Carry it taller than the city where you live. When the blood comes down, do not ask if it is your blood. It is made of 9 drops. Honor them. Wash them. Stop them from falling. And that's the poem.
Thank you.
Thank you. My heart is full with that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And it's connecting again with communities, and it's expressing the sorrow that we at some point felt and continue feeling. But we need to heal at the same time and becoming maybe better individuals and better communities, because you're pointing out what really makes people feel. You've been defined, Juan Felipe, as a working class voice. But I would say is the voice of and the soul of so many individuals. Do you connect with that impression of working class voice? Or maybe if you could succinctly define, if possible, the type of poetry you are interested into expressing, what would that be?
I think I would call it cosmic class.
Okay.
I don't know, that's a hard one, Guillermina,
mm-hmm.
to define it. I'm like everybody else, and I'm not doing anything different. The only thing I'm doing is putting words on paper, and giving them to others, shaking hands as best as I can.
Well, you're doing terrific, and certainly I'm gonna let Joan Balingin finish in the interview. We have a minute pretty much left. So, Joanne, please take it from there, and I'll just let you know when we are running out of time.
Oh, my goodness, Lumina. I am still thinking about what Juan Felipe said when he got the call to be U.S. Poet Laureate. You said it felt like you were swimming to the clouds. I think that's wonderful because there's so much flying in your work. I don't know what to say here, but I feel like I'm flying talking with you two this morning. It's lovely to hear your voices.
And I'm flying with both of you because you are poet laureates. I'm just simply lay individual learning from masters of the words and ways of expressing. So perhaps what is left to say is thanking profoundly both of you. Juan Felipe Herrera, U.S. Poet Laureate, and Joan Balingi, Delaware's Poet Laureate, for a very unique program that brings words alive. Juan Felipe, a quick thought in 15 seconds left.
I send you many greetings, and I encourage everyone to express themselves, to play with life, and to embrace each other.
And with that, I'm going to thank you both of you again for connecting with us, Delaware State of the Arts, Juan Felipe Herrera, U.S. Poet Laureate, and Joan Balingi, Delaware's Poet Laureate. Thank you very much.
Bravo. Thank you so much.
Bye, Joanne. Bye, Jeremy.